Well, here in this country, the coronavirus is revealing some intergenerational conflict. It can be seen in frequent outcries on social media from millennials who don't think their boomer parents are heeding the warnings to protect themselves. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
34-year-old Caitlin Legacki says she's resorted to, quote, public shaming on social media to try and get through to her 67-year-old father. Recently, he took the opportunity to overnight in Seattle at the end of a business trip so he could visit her younger brother. They had dinner out.
So we had some tough conversations about how my dad would have to behave when he came home to avoid exposing my mom to it. In that process, we learned that he had invited 8 other couples to their house next week. They were planning to go to a St. Patrick's Day party. All of these things that should just be off the table.
If your daughter's not happy, everybody's miserable.
That's Ken Legacki, Caitlin's father and current resident of the guest room in his home in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Well, I came home and at the bottom of the stairway was some, you know, hand wipes, some water. And upstairs, my wife already put up the coffee pot and a couple bottles of wine. So, you know, I got the hint.
His wife leaves his meals outside his door. Posts about this struggle have been all over Twitter and Facebook and Instagram as millennials, Gen Xers, and even younger boomers complain about their older parents. One wrote, "I just spent 20 minutes on the phone trying to convince my parents not to go out to dinner." And one suggested that asking parents about their wills and burial wishes might make the point. Caitlin Legacki and her siblings have tried their own scare tactics.
We've had to be as blunt as saying, if you're in the hospital on a ventilator, we're not going to be able to come visit you, and you're going to die alone.
Caitlin Legacki says that she and her father agree on one thing, why boomers may be less worried than their millennial children.
They have, in their lives, seen pretty much everything, whether it was like a polio epidemic when they were kids or the Vietnam War. They've kind of been through a lot.
We've weathered a couple storms before, and we just are not as panicky. It seems like this may be the first experience that these kids are having where there's a national crisis.
And like anyone in a national crisis, the kids just want to protect the people they love. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.